Lionsgate presents The Life and Times of Frederick Douglass by Frederick Douglass. Read by Richard Allen. Introduction. Just what this country has in store to benefit or to startle the world in the future, no tongue can tell. We know full well the wonderful things which have occurred or have been accomplished here in the past, but the still more wonderful things which we may well say will happen in the centuries of development which lie before us is vain conjecture. It lies in the domain of speculation. America will be the field for the demonstration of truths not now accepted and the establishment of a new and higher civilization. Horace Walpole's prophecy will be verified when there shall be a Xenophon at New York and a Thucydides at Boston. Up to this time, the most remarkable contribution this country has given to the world is the author and subject of this book, now being introduced to the public, Frederick Douglass. The contribution comes naturally and legitimately, and to some not unexpectedly. Nevertheless, it is altogether unique and must be regarded as truly remarkable. Our pantheon contains many that are illustrious and worthy, but Douglass is unlike all others. He is sui generis. For every other great character we can bring forward, Europe can produce another equally as great. When we bring forward Douglass, he cannot.